Jabari.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, Jabari. Hey, we got some reporters here from the Twin Cities. They're going to ask you a few questions and welcome you to Minnesota.
Okay.
Welcome to Minnesota.
Hey, thank you so much.
What was it like when you got drafted and you saw your name scroll across?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. It was just tears of joy, man. You know, a lot of people, you know, dream about this day, and I'm just one of the blessed ones to say I was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, a club that I'm really fond upon. I've been watching since I was a little kid, and actually kept up with in college, believe it or not. So it's just an honor and a huge day for me and my family today, as I get to call myself a proud Viking.
What made you a fan?
Excuse me?
What made you a fan? Why'd you start following as a kid?
Oh, you know, me and the guys, we're DBs, and you know, a lot of us, we watch throughout the season, and try to pick teams, you know, throughout the year, as far as like who people sleeping on and draft picks and stuff like that. And you know, and I kept up with the Vikings a lot between me and my defensive back core, because we kept up with Xavier Rhodes and Josh Robinson, who's also from my part of town. So I had to show support and respect for him as well.
So you got a couple of friends on the team already then?
For the most part. Me and Josh had the same trainer in South Florida, and I know him previously, and I'm also, I know Teddy as well. We played each other in from part one all the way through college, so small world.
Vikings took three defensive backs today in the sixth and seventh rounds. How do you think the competition is going to be there among you young guys?
It's definitely going to be competition, whether we know it or not, or whether they know it or not. It's going to be competition. And I'm ready to step up to the challenge. I think they selected me because they feel like I'm a fierce competitor. And they were right. You know, I've been spoken with the Vikings a lot through the process. And they took time to invest in me and bring me in and compete for a job. So I have to cherish that and give them my all and make the most of it.
Jabari, what were your expectations coming into the day?
My expectations coming into the day were to be selected, but not this late. To be quite honest with you, I haven't had much contact with the Vikings since the NFL Combine. And I talked with a few position coaches at the Combine. They expressed their love for me, and they also looked up to my game and as well as my knowledge for the game. And after that, I haven't heard from him since a private workout, since a visit. So I haven't heard from him at all. So, I mean, I was caught by surprise and with tears of joy.
So you had a private workout with him and a visit?
No. I'm saying I didn't get a private workout, nor did I get a visit from the Vikings. Okay. So I never heard from him.
So now, does that surprise you when other teams have spent time with you and the Vikings basically have just, you know, done minimal and they're the team that takes you?
Yes, it surprised me and surprised my family, surprised my friends, and I thought for sure that one of the teams that worked me out was going to select me, but I mean, everything's happened for a reason, and God has a plan.
You know, clearly you follow the NFL and the D-backs situation with different teams. Are you very familiar with Cincinnati, where Coach Zimmer was the D coordinator there?
Yes, sir.
It seems like he likes to let his corners and safeties be aggressive. Does that play into your strength?
Oh, that definitely plays my strength. As the tape shows, I'm a very physical and fierce competitor. You know, I don't believe in corners being finesse and, you know, not knowing the tackle and stuff. I like to step outside my comfort zone and, you know, go above and beyond expectations. And I think that's what Coach Zimmer saw in my game and saw is in my personality. And he was absolutely correct, because I am the guy to go above and beyond what you ask for. And I try to rise to that challenge every time I get a chance.
In playing against Bridgewater with Louisville, how did he compare to the other quarterbacks that you faced in your career?
One of a kind. You know, you play often through college, you play quarterbacks like Connor Shaw, who could run, but who favors the run, and who favors. But this guy, you didn't know what you're going to get. He was definitely the best quarterback on our schedule when we played him his freshman year and his sophomore year. So we got a chance to see him as a young pup and watch him grow too through my junior year. So it was watching him, preparing for him was a headache, and I'm just glad I get a chance, opportunity to play with him.
Were you surprised growing up with him at Pop Warner, they ended up turning up to be a quarterback?
Well, he was actually taller than everybody. He was actually taller than me and everybody else. I'm like, there's no way this kid's going to play quarterback in college. And next thing you know, I'm proven wrong. He's doing it in college, and now he's about to do it in the pros. So it's crazy how that works out.
And what are your thoughts about potentially going up twice a year against Calvin Johnson and Brandon Marshall?
Oh, well, I'm going to ride to the challenge. I'm not going to – I don't shy away from competition at all. I know they're veterans, and I know they've been doing this for a while, but I'm a competitor. I compete in anything I do, whether it's first one out the car. I compete with anything and everything I do. So I'll definitely ride to the challenge when my number's called.
What's your winning percentage on that?
My winning percentage is going. I'm a win. I'm not going back down. I'm a win. I'm gonna be on top.
Been to Minnesota before?
I've been to Minnesota actually on when I was coming up in college. I committed to the University of Minnesota, and then backed out at the last round and then went to North Carolina with Butch Davis. So I've only been in Minnesota once when I came to visit the Gophers.
How about that?
All right.
And you were the reason they took you off the schedule?
I think so, man. They paid $600,000 just to get us off the schedule. I was looking forward to that game. I couldn't wait.
Nice.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Awesome.